Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. This is your host, Shane Phillips, and we are here with the Lord of Diamonds, Peter Mios, Chairman of the Dubai Diamond Exchange. Peter, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
Why did you pick this song, The Hurricane? Are we allowed to ask you that, or are we getting too personal?
I've always been very sensitive for things like injustice. And Bob Dylan, when he wrote that song, I think it's 1976.
This is The Hurricane by Bob Dylan, for those of you.
It's a story about Reuben Carter, a guy who was put in jail, convicted of murder. And actually, this Bob Dylan, he made the song, and it took almost more than 20 years before they released the guy. So they acknowledged that there wasn't any proof. But it's a song which I've probably heard a thousand times, but each time I hear it, it actually, I get emotional from it, because it's so wrong that these things happen.
The sense of justice, sense of purpose, I think that's so important to have in your work as well, a sense of purpose, a sense of identity.
Yes.
What is your prediction on what's going to happen now with the diamond market moving forward?
Well, the most important evolutions will happen on the... there are two types of diamonds. There is polished diamond, which is the finished product, and there's rough diamond. That's what they take out of the ground. In the polished diamond business, it's obvious that there is the rise of China and India. China and India together, probably by 2025, will take over the number one position of the United States.
China and India together.
Yes, China and
India.
That's
not really fair, though. That's like 2 billion people against 350.
Well, it's only so you're saying 10 years.
Yeah, but you just can't group them together and say, oh, they're going to beat the U.S. You know, it has to be like one or the other. It's like, you know, if we start grouping everybody together.
Maybe
you know,
they will
Canada,
need-
Latin America, you know, Africa, Russia, Europe, in 10 years they're going to be bigger than the U.S. as a market.
Right.
But the Americans are still huge.
Yes, but... The U.S. in diamond consumption, according to a study of Bain, which is the number one consultant in that kind of business.
In diamonds? They're the number one diamond consultant.
Yes, Bain. That's the number one. Their studies are actually very well regarded. By 2030, America will stand for a little bit above 30% of worldwide diamond consumption. Let's not forget that. It was 55% just 10 years ago, so it's almost getting half. It's still, of course, very important. It's almost one-third. But with the increasing wealth of the middle classes in India and China, they will become small Americas themselves.
Right.
That's one very important trend. A second trend is that Europe will shrink further. As I mentioned before, today they are already not mentioned as a separate entity anymore. Can you imagine that a continent like Europe in statistics is mentioned under rest of the world and not as a separate continent anymore? So they are under rest of the world. So that's a second big evolution. On the rough diamond side, there is the Africans clearly are taking their own positions now. They feel colonized first by Europe and then afterwards by diamond groups, and they want to have more control over their own production. So Angola is a very big producer. Zimbabwe is bound to become an extremely big producer. South Africa has declined a little bit. I know that everybody always thinks that all the diamonds come from South Africa, but that percentage is fairly small. But in total, Africa takes today more than 60% of the world diamond production, and that's going to increase.
Who takes 60%?
60% of all the rough diamonds found in the world come from Africa.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes. And then if you would add to that the Russian production, which Russia is becoming the number one producer, Alrosa, which is a state-owned entity, then we are almost talking about 85%, Russia and Africa together.
Is 85% just the two of them together?
Yes.
Wow, that is pretty much something.
Canadians have some diamond exploration. There is, but it's not big quantities. And then the other big producer is Australia, where you had the Argyle mine. But the Argyle mine is running out of diamonds by 2030.
Oh.
So
that's the end of that.
Yes.
So so your prediction is pretty much in line with what we're seeing from, you know, most of the economic trends, that we're just basically shifting east, and that consumption's going to continue to grow in China and India.
Yes.
So whether it's diamonds or pretty much all industries, we're seeing these similar trends.
Yes. Our focus in the DMCC and in the Dubai Diamond Exchange is on Africa, because we know it's there the product comes from, and we just have to make sure that one way or another it finds its way over Dubai to other places. That's our job, and we're doing it pretty well.
And so you've now grown by 400% since 2005. What's your prediction for the growth we're going to see? We're at 40 billion now. What's your growth for the DMCC and the Dubai Diamond business there?
Well, it's difficult to predict. This year is a very, very important year because of this shift of the bears. So we will know in about 12 months from now what exactly will happen. But if indeed happens what people say will happen, and what market watchers say, and that is that most of these diamonds will actually be redistributed from Dubai, then we have the potential in the next 5 to 10 years to become not the number one, but at least the number two. Mumbai, where all the diamonds are actually cut, and Surat, which is also the main polishing place, is also extremely huge. But again, then in India there are a lot of politics, and sometimes they raise taxes and then they abolish taxes again. So all this is in our advantage here.
Who's number one right now?
The biggest center in the world is Mumbai. Nobody can deny that.
Wow. Okay. Well, as we close up here, what's your final advice for anyone who wants to chase their dream or get into the top three of their business?
I think first of all, allow yourself to dream. I think that's something everybody should do. Don't limit yourself. But once you have a dream, I think you need also discipline to make your dream come true. Self-discipline is really quite important. It goes with a lot of hard work. There's nothing for free. There are no gifts. There's no free lunch. So you can dream, but you have to work hard to get where you want to go.
Yeah, you think you're worth more, get out there and earn it. You think you're going to make the top, you got to get out there and prove it. There's no free lunches. I love that. People don't realize how hard you have to work to get up there. But if you do, I mean, if this other guy at the beginning of the show, he broke his leg on the side of the mountain and crawled for 5 miles. You know, that's some determination. That's tenacity. And I think that's one of the great parts of your story as well, is you just refuse to give up, and you're continuing to push the diamond trade forward at light speed. So we're really cheering for you. It's an inspirational story, whether you're in diamonds or not. You know, anyone who's delivering that kind of growth, we're excited by it. And just the fact that you're now striving to build the world's largest office tower at DMCC, that in itself is inspirational. So thank you so much for taking the time to come out and share your story with us here on Ion Careers.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Shane.
That's Peter Mios. He is the chairman of the Dubai Diamond Exchange. We are coming up to the end of Ion Careers now. We want to say a big congratulations to Jackie, who won the billionaire moment, picking Bruce Lee. Be like water, my friend. This was one of our quotes, and thanks to everyone who's SMS'd us in their quotes and thoughts. We want to wish you all the best as you chase your dreams. Until next week, I'm Shane Phillips, and this is Eye on Careers.